A similar spirit has moved people in another African capital to raise money for Haiti. Reporter David Amanor attended a musical fundraiser in Ghana's capital, Accra.
A host of popular musicians tuned up and turned up for this concert under the banner Haiti Ghana Response. The roll call included veteran artists like Kojo Entui and Reggie Rockstone. And while this was certainly a party to enjoy, a picture slideshow of the devastation in Haiti was replayed on big screens, reminding us all of the reasons we came.
The scale of the disaster has blown my mind personally, you know. It's made me feel so humble, especially learning that 2 million people are homeless, which is half the population of Accra. It's just unbelievable.
Got someone here from?
Guyana, South America. Actually, I've lost two of my very close friends in Haiti, and one of them, they were living with their mother, and the house collapsed, and she died.
The organizers, Friends of Haiti, believe they can raise $2 million from direct donations and the SMS campaign. In Ghana, you simply text the word Haiti to a short code 1962, and one Ghana cedi, that's approximately 70 US cents, is deducted from your mobile phone balance each time. Kofi Blankson Okansi started the group with a blog and the social network utility Facebook. He's confident Ghanaians will continue to respond in the month-long campaign.
I mean, we have a great deal of affection for the Haitians. The Haitians were the first black republic. Ghana is the first black sub-Saharan African republic. So clearly, you know, I mean, we took some inspiration from the Haitians. It makes all the sense in the world that if they're down today, we should do something to help.
Let's hear from some latecomers. Why did you come late?
Okay, see, the issue is this. I'm not supposed to be on stage, so definitely I come at the time I want to come. Enjoy myself and contribute my quota to Haiti people. The performance, the musicians have to bring people together, you know? So, I think, what do you think?
I think that's nice.
Good.
That report from freelance reporter David Amanor in Accra, Ghana.